Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to part 2 of our conversation with Ryan and Paula Rodriguez.
Well, I mean, yeah, so having that, yeah, that would be very almost, yeah, kind of storming or stalking the residence and having that just negative energy attached to it.
Yes. So when we went with Pam and Jeff, there was actually a bee, and this bee, man, I'm telling you, it looked like it was on steroids.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this thing, and it landed on the light outside, and we were trying to get the light, and no one kind of wanted to touch it because of that, right? Yeah. So we went inside, we did everything, and when we were doing the spirit box session, as soon as he turned it on, his portal, it was kind of like chanting. And that's how what we took it as. Well, when we reviewed everything, we played, I clipped those parts and played it in reverse. And we caught a name. And it is pretty crazy, man, because I don't know if you're familiar with Beelzebub.
It's a demon name, right?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
He's one of the senses of hell.
Okay.
And he was actually attached to Annalise, which was basically the real version of Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Sure, yeah.
So we caught his name in reverse, and it said, right after it said his name, it said, "I will never quit, son." And then it says many images, and we couldn't figure out what the last part said. So we did catch his name there as well, which kind of threw us off.
Sure, that would be... let me ask you this. The location, is this a location that a lot of investigators go to now? I mean, has it been investigated on a regular basis, you know, since this has really kind of become a thing over the last 20 years?
As far as I know, because I've looked on YouTube, I've looked everywhere, you know, just in Brown Valley Ranch in general. There's a lot of videos of, you know, people, because there is trails out there that you can hike up to an actual mine that still has equipment up there from back in the day.
Okay.
We're the only ones, I think, that have actually done it to my knowledge.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I don't know of anybody else. I can't find anything on the web, YouTube, anything. So as far as I know, we're the first ones to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But me and Paula have also talked about maybe, you know, there's kids go out there that play with a Ouija board.
Sure.
Right, like you're just doing a seance or something like that. Yeah. I mean, we don't know.
Yeah,
because we were there a little bit past 10 o'clock, and no one ever came to lock up or anything. So
maybe no one ever does.
And that's kind of where we're thinking too. Like, people can just come out here at, you know, late at night, early in the mornings, and do, you know,
what
they do.
I mean, that's something that I wonder about. And I think a lot of my opinion goes to, with a lot of locations that have investigations where you can go and rent the place and investigate, and you have, you know, hundreds of teams that go in and out of there, all doing their own thing and their own version of ghost hunting. It seems to me that since that's been going on, you have locations that were relatively calm, maybe even peaceful. And it's like, oh, yes, there was a grandmother that lives here and she watches after the children and it's all good. And then it's been investigated for the last 10 years. And now you got Beelzebub hanging out in the laundry room. You know, it's like what happened here? And it's nothing to do with the original haunting, but it seems like so many things were stirred up in the course of those, you know, investigations, quote unquote, that then you have this whole new level of haunting going on at said destination.
Right. And we're the type of investigators. We don't go out and we don't provoke.
Yeah.
That's our big no-no for us. You know, ghosts are people too, right?
Yeah.
So we don't go provoke. We don't do anything like that. We're just there for answers. You know, when we started doing this, and we've both had a lot of people come up to us like, hey, what'd you catch? That's when the whole YouTube thing kind of came in.
Sure.
I put everything together. They can go watch it.
Yeah.
So we'll never post anything fake. We don't provoke. We go in there looking for the truth, man. And so when we heard that name, it was just kind of like, where did this come from? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you leave shortly thereafter?
Yeah.
Was that kind of like the warning signal? Like, okay, canary in the coal mine, demons announcing itself. Maybe it's time to go to the Sonic and calm down.
Right. So we didn't hear that name until after the fact that we were reviewing footage,
because
it literally sounded like Channing. Okay. Oh, that's all it sounded. And that kind of threw me off too, because I was like, you know, with Cochise being around here, and Geronimo, you know, this is Indian land as well.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought it was. And we played it in reverse, and that's when we caught that.
And in reverse,
just, I don't know.
And in reverse too. It's like, oh, nice.
And then of all things, it says many images.
Yeah.
You know, because they can form into anything.
Yeah.
So that was just kind of weird how I was looking at everything. And the whole bee thing, Beelzebub, he was actually Lord of the Flies. And there's actually people that still praise him as a god.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know it's Lord of the Flies, but when I saw the image of that fly and how it looked, the first thing that popped in my head was that bee.
And how bizarre. I mean, when things like that happen, you know, with animals or insects or something, I'm always trying to figure out the logistics. Like, okay, how is this? What's going on here? Like, is this bee possessed? Is this bee, you know, is it not really like a regular bee? Like, is this something that was created or sent from whatever the hell this is here? You know, or is this just a freaky weird bee? That's what I wonder, you know, is something controlling something like that when it acts so out of the ordinary?
Yeah, so I can actually add on that. I was out working late, and Paula, you know, Paula's really involved with the media part of everything, and, you know, watching other teams and other podcasts as well. And she was commenting because something that they were talking about caught her interest, which was that bee at the Brown Canyon Ranch. You want to take that over so you can talk about that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
So I was watching a podcast, and I wish I remember her last name, but I know her first name was Carla. And she was talking about a location that they had just been at recently. And she was talking about how she's seen this bee, and she thought it was so strange because here it's 2:00 in the morning and there's this bee that is,
bees are not supposed to fly at night.
Yeah, exactly. And there's this bee that's following them around. She finally waved it away. And then she had talked about the second time she'd heard this real loud buzzing and sounded like a swarm of bees, but then she realized it was just another bee. So when she was telling me, or when she was talking about this, of course I chimed in and was explaining our situation with the bee. Cause of course, like Ryan had said, the bee was on the light originally outside. Mm-hmm. Well, later on that night, we had went inside, of course, and Pam from the other group and I were in the kitchen, and we could hear this loud, it almost sounded like vibrating at first. And then we realized it was loud buzzing, as if it was, we couldn't figure out what it was. We're like, what is that noise? We found out that that bee, or the, I don't know if it was the same one, coincidence or what, was following us in the kitchen. So we walked into the living room space, and the bee followed us in there,
landed on the light
and landed on the light again. So her same experience was the same thing we experienced completely across the states.
Yeah.
So is that a coincidence? Is there a tie to it? Is there a meaning to it? What's actually happening?
And just how interesting that you happen to catch something talking about that, you know, around the same time. Because honestly, having done probably more shows on this topic than almost anybody, I don't recall anybody talking about bees before involved in this. And I've talked to thousands of people. But that's very unique.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I thought it was really strange. And they were trying to figure out what could be the tie. Now, their location, of course, was a religious location, but mm-hmm. it had been abandoned for many years. Our location, it's also been abandoned for many years, but it's not a religious place. My mind and thought is, like Ryan had said, are there people coming and conjuring things and not realizing it, or are they doing it on purpose? What's happening out there? Has things happened over the years with families that's been kept as a secret? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just, my mind is going, I have so many questions. Part of me wants to go back, but yet a part of me is a little afraid to do that.
Sure. And that's understandable, but I totally get why you'd have questions, because but the thing is that's the pitfall with all this. I'm sure, as you guys know, as you continue on, there are just far more, you end up with far more questions than answers. And that's the joy of it, because you never stop Absolutely. Having questions. But having, you know, started doing these shows 10 years ago, and thousands of people I've talked to, I have far more questions now. And every once in a while I get something, I mean, like the bee, for example, where it's like, haven't heard that before, but that's rare. It's rare to come across something where it's like, that's interesting. Now, let's talk about when you've done investigations at personal residence. I want to hear about one of the things that you had mentioned in your message to me. But before we go to that, what is your goal when someone reaches out to you and you agree, we'll come investigate? What's your goal in that sort of an investigation?
I'll obviously, you know, find out answers, the truth. But we've only really done one of those. Okay. And I was kind of skeptic about doing it. Just because it is a personal home. So we actually sat down with this lady and we asked her, what did she want from this? And we explained that, you know, we can't cleanse the place. You know, all we can do is just go in there and try to find answers.
Kind of give some validation.
Exactly. So that was my biggest thing. I needed to sit down with her I didn't want her assuming that we were going to go in there and make it all better. Sure. You know, sure. I also had to warn her, by us doing this could make it worse, because mm-hmm. now they're knowing that we can communicate mm-hmm. and we understand, we can hear, you know, that was a murder suicide that took place inside the home. I won't say any names.
Sure.
But the husband, I guess, was on meds and just kind of thought his wife was, you know, fooling around, and he ended up stabbing her in the shower, shooting her, stabbing her multiple times, shooting her, and then he killed himself in the bathroom.
Oh,
and,
wow.
When they reached out to us about it, like I said, you know, just try to figure out what they wanted, you know, and we just let them know, like, hey, we can't cleanse this place. We've never done that before. And she just wanted answers. So
sure.
We ended up going over there and, you know, we got some really cool light anomalies that actually inside the bathroom that came from the light, mm-hmm. From the mirror, and it came down. One actually came from outside and went into the bathroom. She left and went to go get basically a family member of the people. And when she came back, we started our spirit box. And that was pretty wild. She was there literally like talking to each other. Like she was asking questions and the spirit box was answering. So after that, after everything was pretty much said and done, you know, it was kind of emotional for them as well. But I had questions and I was like, hey, what is Chicago and who's Alex? And what does Chicago mean and who is Alex? And she looked at me and she had this kind of blank stare on her face. And she was just like, he was trying to get her to move to Chicago before he killed her. And Alex is her
grandson.
So these were all very relevant terms to what was going on. The people who were at the house, and I don't want you to say any names, were these people just the new residents who bought the house after the murder-suicide? Were they related in some way, shape, or form? Or?
So they were definitely friends. Blythe, California, I mean, that's, you know, you could throw a rock to the other side of town.
Okay.
It's pretty small.
So they knew who they had a relationship. They knew who the people were.
Yes, yes. Okay. And, you know, after we actually did that, me and Paula and my daughter, we actually went to the cemetery just to go. A close friend of ours asked us if we can go and maybe, you know, talk to his daughter that was buried there. Mm-hmm. Well, when we were using the spirit box, we started getting that same voice that we did at the murder suicide house.
The gentleman.
And man, I felt. It was just crazy the way I felt. I felt like someone was standing over me on my back, like hovering over me, just watching me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was the same exact voice, the same exact name. And I was looking at Paul and I was like, is there someone behind me? Because I honestly thought someone was standing right beside me or right behind me.
And you think that this was the man that committed the act?
Yeah, because they are buried at that cemetery. And
please tell me it's not a joint plot.
They were literally buried on top of each other.
Oh, why?
It's supposedly they said that it's the Spanish tradition.
Yeah, tradition. But he killed her. Like
exactly.
I know. And when they told us that, I was just like, wow. We were at the same exact cemetery they are buried in. And when I started hearing that voice, the first thing I just looked up and just stared at Paula. And I knew she knew. And then I started getting that feeling of just, you know how like when someone's kind of aggressive and they kind of like, you know, puff out their chest and like try to stand over you. You know, that's exactly how I felt. And yeah. I did not want to turn around.
Wow. No,
that video we have also on our YouTube. The whole entire experience was definitely intense. I think that's probably one of my all-time favorites, the most intense, and one that I actually feel really sorry and bad for the woman. I do feel that he had control over her in life, and in my opinion, I think he has control over her in spirit.
Wow, that's Why?
Because on the spirit box, man, like he was literally telling her to like be quiet, don't say nothing, like it was just crazy.
Still being a very controlling asshole in death. Wow. Right. What was the reason that the residents reached out to you to begin with? What were they experiencing that they said we need some investigators to come in here and look at this?
Things being moved. She kept saying a shadow. Her daughter, I think her daughter was five or six, something like that. And she kept seeing someone. So that's kind of what prompted that. And, you know, we went and did it and I just had to warn her like, hey, you know, if this is really, mischievous as you're saying, like this could get worse.
Yeah.
You know, if we come in here and do this, it definitely can get worse.
Sure.
So after we did, our investigation, you know, we kept in contact with her and she sent Paula a picture, and this picture is a man holding a knife.
Oh, God.
And her daughter drew it. And she asked her daughter, who is it? She said, that's the man standing behind you.
Wow.
That's just crazy. That's wild, you know?
Yeah.
And I was real skeptical about doing that investigation just because there was a kid involved.
Sure.
You know, and I didn't want to make it worse for the kid either.
Mm-hmm.
I think they eventually moved.
I was going to ask, are they still in the residence? And that would have to be, if the town is that small, I have to, you know, why did they move into the murder-suicide house to begin with? Was there just not many other options and it was a good deal? Or
I think she was renting.
Okay.
But I don't think they knew about it at first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because one of the things she had said when she reached out, she says, people told me this was the trailer that this happened in, but I didn't think it was. I thought it was another trailer. She says, so I'm unsure on what's happening. Is this the trailer? Does this have any affiliation with them? Is there a way to confirm it? Can you confirm? Am I going crazy? Because she would tell us that she would tell her friends and her family. And they're like, oh, you're just hallucinating, or, oh, your mind is just taking over because people are telling you that's the trailer. And so she reached out to us since we were local and she said, can you help me? Just, am I going crazy or am I really experiencing these things?
So you got them some confirmation as to what was going on. Did things increase, do you know, after that? Or did they just kind of, they got their confirmation, their daughter's drawing someone stabbing someone in the other room. Was that the breaking point of them saying, okay, we got to get out of here?
Yeah, I think it was a few months after that they left.
Wow. With coming across some of these things, you've had seemingly an encounter with possibly a demon at the one location. You have something like this where somebody, just a horrible human being who, if you didn't know better, you would think might be a demon because they're that you know, despicable of someone. Have you ever dealt with anything where when you've been more into investigating here, not just your first time where you ran out of there because, and I don't blame you. Have you ever had another encounter where you just felt this is a bit too dark and we're going to call it a day. This is beyond us.
I wouldn't necessarily say that I would get out of there because we investigated the Yuma prison.
Mm-hmm.
And, I kept getting drawn back to the dark cell, and the dark cell is pretty much solitary confinement. They still had the metal grate on the bottom where they would chain up the inmates, and there was a hole in the ceiling where the COs would drop scorpions and snakes in the torture room.
Oh, my God.
And that place, I mean, man, you walk into that place, and it was just like almost kind of taking your breath away in a sense, mm-hmm. you know, just like feeling dread and just sadness. And, I actually went into there by myself and just the feeling of, man, I just, you know, kept looking around, kept looking behind me, and that place was pretty insane. We actually caught, after the prison closed, I believe that was the Depression? Recession?
The Depression, I think.
Yeah, and basically families had nowhere to go, so they took over the prison because it was closed, and families lived in there. And in the dark cell was a family that had a little girl. I think she was 4 or 5 years old as mm-hmm. well. Her mom went down to the river right there to go do laundry. The little girl's doll floated away. She went in after it and never came back. During that investigation, we walked into the dark cell and we caught on video a little girl singing and then giggling as we're walking in.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, when you hear the little girl singing and giggling, do you think it was the little girl or do you think there was something else taking on that role?
I hope it was a little girl. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those other things can manifest and make you believe whatever they want. You know, they can come out to be whatever they want.
Have you ever had a situation like that where you can identify something presented itself one way, but you believe it ended up being something else?
Canyon, I think.
Good.
Sorry. I personally am going back and forth on, I don't want to go back to it because we'd already discussed it, but we did get a different, something said by a young girl at Brown Canyon Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I'm thinking, because she had said something that we did not want to disclose on the video. I didn't feel that it was fair, especially if it was a voice coming through the spirit box. An incident happened. This little girl is saying, and in my mind, I'm thinking, is that something that portrayed? She basically said he raped me, but he was very loud and clear. And in my mind, I'm thinking, did that really happen to somebody on this land? Or is it after we've gotten everything else, is it mimicking a child trying to lure us in?
Sure.
On feeling sorry for it.
Yeah, because on one of those clips too, we did get come closer.
Yes.
And he kept asking, Jeff kept asking, you know, talk to me, what's your name? And they said, don't rush.
What do you make of that?
I mean, I don't know. The come closer one, I'm good. I'll stay right where I'm at.
Well, because there was the other two voices that said, feed him, and then I'm hungry.
Interesting.
So it's all on the video, but when you look at all of it, it just makes our mind is just going as far as, was that an actual little girl that came up and said this, or is it somebody portraying her? So I would say that would be a time where I would think that that's something that's possibly portraying is to be a child. The one at the Yuma prison, I've heard a lot of people experience a little girl. Mm-hmm. So I would personally think at that point in time.
Yeah, but okay. So the Yuma prison, that was actually Halloween, Halloween day and night. We went there just to go look at it. We'd never been there before. We wanted to go check it out. It was me, Paula, my daughter, and Ty, our boy. Mm-hmm. And we found out that they're actually staying open way late. First time they ever did it. So we went in and we were actually going to just do a daytime investigation, you know, kind of walk around with some equipment and just check things out. And we're in one of the bunk cells and my daughter asked, are we talking to male or female? And in the video, I heard it and I took my earphones off and I handed them to Paula. It said it's Lucifer. So it could have well been a demon portraying itself as a girl.
That is true.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Ryan and Paula. A big thank you to them for joining us on the program and sharing their experiences with us on the show. Thank you to you for supporting the show and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without you. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.